read the paper?
No, I...
Well, you don't know, you didn't read it, okay.
No, I heard it on the 10 o'clock news.
Oh, you heard it on the 10 o'clock news, yeah.
Trying to go to bed.
And you know that here is my concern. And it appears, and notice I say the word appears, it appears that you may have violated one of my rules, which was don't talk to anybody about this case or permit anybody to talk to you about it. That's what it appears to me because of what we know on your face page, some of the things we've seen in your face page. At least you were talking about the case in terms of posting the progress and so forth, right?
Not the overall progress. It was just, I believe one of the postings was day one is over, and then it was, I
one about a big announcement.
I don't remember the two between the Facebook and the Twitter site. Was
yeah.
One was just day one is over, which
yeah.
I just sent on the train home when I was just trying to relax and just calm down from that time.
Yeah.
Another one was, no looking back, or again, my mind's all jumbled now, but this is it, no looking back, which was just as we were going in on Thursday, and it looked like we were going to finish on Thursday. And then just the other was the big announcement, which was we're done.
Now, you have a lot of friends in your face page, right? Let me say that there's a disconnect among the older generation and you guys, okay, on this thing.
Yes.
I consider 40 friends a lot of, I don't know how many have, I'm saying if it's 40, I'd consider that a lot.
I believe it's just shy of 100.
Oh, just shy, yeah, well, I would consider that a lot. But again, as I say, we're not into this, our generation isn't into this sort of thing, and I'm aware that it happens because of, I have children, and I also try to say computer savvy somewhat. So I know what is going on. I know what Twitter is, and what my concern is has anybody been in contact with you, feeding you information about
the
trial?
Absolutely not. And that I know that was a concern during the questioning of back in September and October when we were first questioned as prospective jurors.
Yeah.
There was a concern of me working at a law firm.
Yeah.
And the Fridays that I have been in there, I have 100% absolutely secluded myself from everybody else. The Human Resources Department is in a separate area, not on a floor with any other attorneys. And strictly just because at the time of the year, as I had mentioned during my direct questioning from you, I was concerned because it was our open enrollment time when we have to renew everybody's benefits. And
yeah. That was from Judge John, wasn't it? Your questioning.
It may have been.
That doesn't matter, right? We all look alike.
That was my...
That's all right.
That was my concern.
Yeah, that was my concern at the time, yeah.
I mean, I am not... I do not have daily interaction with attorneys shy of, I had a problem with my health insurance today, and none of them spoke with me at all about the case because they understood the importance of it. They knew I was away.
Right.
There were very few that even
Now, let me ask you this, though. What if somebody sent a message to you. Vince Fumo is an SOB. You ought to hang the. You ought to hang him or something like that. Couldn't that show up in your?
It could have, but I never received any messages like that because the email
or Ruth Arnao. I mean, either one of them. Anything.
Yes. The email was strictly for usage of business purposes, and our email is monitored at work for usage of things like. Personal items like that, but I will 1,000,000% comment right now. I never received any emails regarding anything like that at work. It was strictly work. I didn't have time to even receive emails like that because of only being there one day a week and the importance of the position that I was in.
Well, maybe I'm using the wrong technology here. On your face page, is that the correct term?
Facebook,
I'm sorry,
yes.
Facebook.
None of my friends on Facebook, which half of them are just family, the other half are old friends from high school that I graduated with 17 years ago. None of them knew that I was even on a jury.
And did anybody try to influence your vote in this case by sending you any kind of information or anything?
No, and the only thing I ever got from people when I saw me on Fridays was, oh, you're done? I said, no, we have the Fridays off.
Yeah.
I said that since, September. We've always had Fridays off. I never heard anything from anybody. Everybody was, not even my boss. The only thing I ever said to my boss was, I'll be in on Friday, I won't be in on Friday, whatever it may be. I never had any information from anybody.
You know our great concern is that, that we echo this forever and ever in a jury trial, that you base your decision solely on the evidence you hear in courtroom, and of course, based on your deliberations with your fellow jurors. That's how you come to the result here. Can you assure me that's what you've done?
Absolutely, and I think the week that we took last week to go through everything, including the
I don't want to know anything about your decision here or anything.
Yes. No, I mean, we strictly based all of our decisions on the evidence at hand. There was no hearsay or no personal opinions. We made sure that everything was decided based on the information that was only presented within the trial and was within our notes from the trial.
Now, with regard to your fellow jurors, did you talk to them about your, I keep using this term wrong, your
Facebook?
Did you, they know about your Facebook?
We had mentioned in conversation one morning when we were talking about different things, we had mentioned that, you know, it was out there. Nobody mentioned who exactly had a page. Mm-hmm. I did not mention that I had a page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I specifically did not want to, you know, receive, in order to view somebody's page, you have to become friends with
right.
them.
Yeah, that's right.
And the person has to confirm it. And I wanted to make sure that I never sent anything out like that until after the trial was over for fear of, you know, connecting in between.
Mm-hmm.
And the same as if we were to be seen, you know, out one night after trial at, you know, a bar or something like that, talking to each other. None of that ever happened.
Yeah. Now, let me see what else. I think maybe the attorneys might want to ask you a few questions that I might not have covered. And my prime concern is that nothing influenced your decision.
Absolutely
other than the evidence
nothing.
Presented.
It was only the evidence.
Deliberations and, okay, who wants to ask anything here?
Mr. West, you know I am. You see me a lot.
Yes.
I just want to ask you some questions about this. Did you blog at all during the course of this case?
No. I do have a blog, but it has not been active. I couldn't even remember the last time I put anything on it. The only thing that I am still, you know, really mention anything on is the Facebook and the Twitter page that I send something to once in a blue moon. And it's all dated, so you can see it all.
Do you have a private blog that's reserved just for people who know you well?
No.
All right. How did you find out about this last night?
I had the 10 o'clock news on. It was on the TV because my wife watches Fox, and I was getting ready to go to bed. I was just about to go to sleep, and I heard something come on the news that talked about, you know, an issue with the case.
Well, have you heard any other news about this case before last night?
No, I have restricted myself completely from reading any newspapers. I've restricted myself from even watching TV at night. I have 5 children at home, so I don't get to watch very much of my own TV anyway. My life is based on Nickelodeon and Disney. And in the mornings driving in, I listen to cassette tapes in my car. I have an iPod that I listen to on the train. And I have not watched very much news at all, except maybe the national news, because I did not think that there would be anything in this. But even I don't get home till late much at night. So,
so last night was just fortuitous. You happened to hear about this last night?
Just happened to hear about it last night. I was watching some of the earlier programs on Fox, and I watch Family Guy and some of the other TV shows that are on at night on Sunday nights on Fox, and it just happened to roll into the 10 o'clock news, and that was the first time I even watched the 10 o'clock news. I didn't even know that Dave Huddleston isn't there anymore.
When on March the 8th, according to what we have on Facebook, it says at 10:07 p.m. you posted Eric West is not sure about tomorrow. You were talking about the case, right?
I wouldn't have a clue. I without knowing what day of the week that was.
Well, Sunday.
Sunday, talking about tomorrow, which tomorrow was Monday, where jury deliberations were taking place.
Oh, that was last week.
Oh, that was just last week.
March,
yeah.
Full day.
I'm Sorry, my dates are all messed
up. Eric West is not sure about tomorrow.
I believe my reasoning behind that was just because of when we started on Thursday, we didn't start until very late in the afternoon. And at that point, we only got through one count
yeah.
in the indictment. We got through one count in the 3 hours or so that we had deliberated. And I was afraid that, you know, one count in one day and 137 counts was going to equate to 137 days of deliberations. I knew how long the trial took, and
well,
that was my only...
My concern is this. My question is, not my concern, my question is, who are you writing to when you say this? What's the purpose of posting it?
When you post to Twitter, the purpose of Twitter is it can be used for just a lot of different status updates of what, you know, is going on in people's lives. People, most of the postings that people will do are just random thoughts, and that's what the same as the Facebook status updates are. It's just giving people a quick little glance into what's going on in your life at that moment. If you, you know, how you're feeling. A lot of, you know, people put emotions on there, like, you know, not feeling good. Or I would post a lot, you know, can't wait for the weekend just to be able to relax, and, you know, not sure about tomorrow. I, you know, believe that was just because of it was going to be again one day, one count, and we were going to be here for the rest of the year.
No response to that from anybody?
No, on Twitter you don't get responses from people. Twitter is just, you put out a comment.
You just put out your feelings.
You just put out your feelings. I believe there's a way to get responses, but with that you have to have, similar to Facebook, you have to have friends that quote unquote follow you. And, you know, they, in order to follow somebody, that's how they, you know, see what you're doing. But I think I have like 4 or 5 followers, and I don't even know who they are because everybody just uses miscellaneous names. But there was just, you know, it's not something that people directly interact with you. It's just to put out there, is, this is what it is.
On March 9th at 10:57.
Go ahead. King, this is the question, maybe it was a misunderstanding. I think the question that Dennis just asked was actually from Facebook, not from Twitter.
Yeah.
Does that affect what you just want to make sure there wasn't a miscommunication?
No, I mean, I don't specifically recall if anyone had replied to that or not, because although I have a lot of friends, I don't get very much response from them on different items.
But my question is this: if this is on Facebook, and I'm glad Mr. Goldberger corrected me because he knows more about the technology than I do, to be honest with you. If you are on Facebook, and you have friends out there, and you say Eric West is not sure about tomorrow, for whose benefit is that written?
It's more for my benefit to just get it out of my head. It's similar to a blog posting or somebody journaling something. It's just to get it out there, and that's what, you know, a lot of Facebook and a lot of Twitter is. It's just to get a way to electronically get thoughts off your mind.
And then along the same lines, on March the 9th at 10:57 p.m., there's a posting on Facebook. Eric West says, today was much better than expected, and tomorrow looks promising, too.
And that was strictly based on the fact that we had a day of deliberations, and we made a lot of great progress with that day, except, you know, instead of doing one day, one count, we did several dozen the second day. And we had gotten into a groove, we understood, you know, how to go through things, and because there were only, I believe, 2 of us maybe that have ever been through this process before. This is my first time ever being on a jury, so I didn't know what to expect from day one of this trial. And the day was good, and tomorrow looked promising because we got ourselves into a rhythm.
All right, well, my question is, for whose benefit is this written? Eric West says, today was much better than expected, and tomorrow looks promising too. This is not on Twitter, this is on Facebook.
Again, it was just really for my own benefit to get it out, and it was kind of a sigh of relief that everything went out, but I don't remember if there was any responses to it.
Well, you say you don't remember. I mean, this just this last week, and I'm asking you specifically this question. You're saying that this is put out on Facebook. You've got a lot of, quote, friends on Facebook. You're saying that nobody responded to this in any way, shape, or form. Is that right?
if there's a response, it appears on the page under, because you can, when you put out something, you can actually reply to somebody's comment, and it shows up down on there underneath your initial response.
All right, I'm getting some technical advice. Mm-hmm. Michael, the question is, your friends knew you were on this jury, is that right?
Very few of them. As I said, most of my friends are on there are all friends from high school, and the thing about Facebook is that it's almost a game to try and get as many friends as you can, and I'll just go through, and if I see somebody's name that I recognize, I'll send a friend request to them, but the daily interaction with them is very little, because you usually just get on the front page, you can get a listing of what everybody's status update for the day was, and it's just kind of a new way to get everybody's feelings for the day and what's happened with everybody.
So how many people have gotten this message?
Anybody that is quote unquote one of my friends might have had the opportunity to receive the update. You can set individual updates on your preferences as to who you want to get more information from, who you want to get less information from. So while I may have 95 some odd friends, they may all have their individual settings to get less updates from me and may not have even seen the posting, depending on how many other friends they had.
Well, aside from those who may not have seen the postings, we need to hear one way or the other. Did anybody respond?
Absolutely not, to my knowledge, on that one. As I said, there's some that I did get a response from, some that I didn't, but I never sent, specifically, oh yes, this is exactly what's going on.
Where would we find those responses, and how could we get them?
They were printed right underneath, the individual, when I send out the message, that somebody just hit reply, and it would be posted right on the same spot.
Well, Mr. Goldberg can probably jump in here a little bit better because he knows the technology, and I don't.
My kids are a little bit younger than his, so this is why I know anything. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, if you don't mind. Aren't there two ways that people can respond? They could just hit reply, in which case their reply would appear on the public page, the wall. But they could also send you, they could, what's called, message you, which would be private and not something that we would have seen when we looked at the page.
Yes, there is. It's essentially almost an email feature.
Right.
To go in there.
So
but
I think we're asking, we just want to be sure, we're asking about that also.
That's fine. No, I never received any personal or private response through email. I don't really use that feature. But I never received anything from that.
When on Thursday at 11:22 p.m., it says, Eric West is staying silent for now. Who were you talking to about that?
Again, it was just an overall release of information just to get it out that, I'm staying silent for now because I knew that we were done at that point, and I really did not want to discuss it with anybody, and I did not even tell my wife until last night that we were done because I didn't.
You did tell your wife?
I told my wife last night when this information broke because I needed her to basically help me because I went frantic.
But then after saying staying silent for now, seems like you changed your mind the next day. Say, Eric West, stay tuned. Stay tuned for a big announcement on Monday, everyone. Who's everyone?
Everyone that, could possibly view my page. And my thought there was the big announcement was that I'm done. I never divulged any of the information of what our decision was to anybody.
Do you mind if I ask which? So everyone who could view your page, help me understand. It's not just your friends, there's also something about the network that have access to your public page.
When you first create a page on Facebook, you have to designate yourself in an area to, I guess, categorize yourself. And you can categorize it by school, you can categorize it by locality, right, and stuff. And then you can also set your page to either be private or public.
So your page is set public?
I believe it is.
Yeah, and which networks did you say you wanted to have access to your page?
In order to get my page set up, the locality that I had to choose, it was the only one that was available, was Philadelphia.
Okay.
And everybody is, you know, it's broken down by cities, I guess.
So there were thousands or tens of thousands of Facebook members who are in the Philadelphia network.
That's quite possible.
Right.
But the chance of them knowing what I was talking about, because everything was so vague, it could have been, you know, a big announcement was my wife is pregnant, or a big announcement is I'm leaving my job.
Right.
People know that I have troubles at my job since being here.
Sorry.
Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Yes, sir.
I don't understand how any of these 100 or so people would know what in the world you're talking about when you post something like, today was not so bad, tomorrow will be better. How would they have any clue that you're talking about how well or how poorly you did in the deliberative process?
Most people don't, and that's almost a little bit of the appeal of Facebook, because it's, some people use it for connection between other people. I use it personally as a way to journal my thoughts and get everything out. My wife writes in an actual written journal. She's not as computer savvy as I am, so I, you know, will just put a thought out there and it's okay, it's out of my head. So nobody really could know exactly what I was talking about without actually, you know, either directly asking me or, you know, knowing exactly what was going on. But, you know, it's just a random thought, and that's sort of the, I don't know if you would say the appeal of the whole Facebook and the whole Twitter thing, but it's just a random thought that you just put out there. And most people don't know what anybody's talking about if you were to look at other people's postings and see what they're discussing.
So since September 8th, have you been doing this since September 8th?
No. The only time I mentioned anything about the case, I think, was the first time when day one was over, and I said, day one is over, and it was kind of just a sigh of relief.
So all your postings started on the first day of jury deliberation?
Oh, no.
Postings about this
postings
case.
About the case, yes. Any other posting prior to that was not mentioning anything regarding the case, because I knew that was...
So prior to the commencement of jury deliberations, you did no posting on your Facebook or Twitter about the case?
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Absolutely, and that can be seen from viewing through the history of the other postings I have.
And nobody ever wrote back to you and said, you know, what in the world are you talking about when you say, today went well, tomorrow may be better? Nobody ever responded to any of this?
There was one friend that I believe responded to that, and I think the one that said, you know, I'm staying silent for now, and I said, you know, he's like, what are you talking about? I said, I don't know. And then the next one I said, you know, was to a friend that I said about, you know, where I've been the last 5 months. And that's just a friend that is a business contact that I use that's in the insurance industry. And we use each other as a soundboard for insurance type questions. And she knew I wasn't in the office for the last 5 months because of this trial.
Okay, can you help us with a posting that appears to have been January 8th at 12:23 a.m. And it says, Eric Weist, I'm sorry, how do you pronounce your name?
Weist.
Weist is wondering, quote, what if, close quote. Did that relate to this case?
Absolutely not. That's just another one of the, you know, random postings that, you know, I probably don't even remember if it was 12 in the morning. It was probably, what if, you know, things were different in my job? What if things were different in my life? I mean, but it's as generic and basic as you could get, and that's what you'll see from 99% of my postings, is that everything is so bland.
Did you post anything at all, January 8th or any other date, relating to the testimony of Daniel Whalen?
I, again, from some of the postings that I've mentioned, I mean, I don't recall anything specific. I mean, if there's an exact reference, I could indicate what that was for. But
yeah, I'm looking at the Daily News, and their reference is to Daniel Whalen, his cross-examination, and the specific subject is why Mr. Whalen didn't tell investigators about Senator Fumo wanting him to steer money to charities and law firms. Did you post anything about that?
No, I don't even remember who Daniel Whalen was.
A tribute to your cross-examination.
I'm sorry. Between all the millions of witnesses, I was upstairs this morning looking at my notes, trying to remember.
It's very difficult for anybody to do that. It's a long case. We understand that. Mr. Zalzmer, if you, or Mr. Pease?
Can we have a minute?
Oh, God.
Sure.
Is it all right if I ask a couple more questions?
Oh,
yeah, I don't know the
what, on a technical side.
My name is Peter Goldberger, and you've hardly seen me in court. I'm the guy that has to stay back in the office and help with the paper. So, but I happen to have a teenage kid, so that's why I'm here today. On your profile on Facebook, you said that one of your favorite activities is blogging. And you said one of your principal interests is blogs,
right?
So I'm sure you can imagine this is a high-profile case, and it's been commented on a lot of blogs. I'm wondering, what blogs do you read?
The vast majority of them are, I guess, what you would call joke blogs. A lot of ones that will post pictures of funny different, animals or pictures of somebody that was caught in a bad position. I mean, I can name the names of some of them, if that would be relevant.
Blogs that cover news and opinion?
No, that's not the kind. I deal with so much stuff at work. I need some, release of tension at night. So I'll look at joke blogs. I'll look at movie blogs, entertainment blogs, music blogs. And when I have on there under my profile of blogging, it's just because I do have a blog of my own, but mm-hmm. It has not been updated in, as I said, quite a number of months. And I think every time I go on there, I'll mention something like, oh gosh, it's spring now. The last time I posted was, in the winter. And I don't, put any relevant information on there of anything other than, stupid things that are going on in my life, such as, again, all the postings of what if and what if my life was different.
Did you post on your blog that you were on jury duty?
Never. If I did, I would like to see where I posted that, because I, aside from my wife and my boss at work, so, she would keep my job for me during this time, they were some of the very few people that knew where I was.
Was there a time when you had several blogs that you... That you kept or maintained?
That I've kept personally?
Yeah.
I have two. The one that I've used, that I said I post a lot to, I have another one that I use. I call it a test blog, because through blog, it's called Blogspot, which is a service of Google. You can change the different formats of everything. And I learned early on that I would make changes to it, and it would mess up all the formatting. So I have another one called my test blog, where I'll go and I'll mess around with the formatting, but there's no actual posts on there. It's usually just gibberish in order to see how the format would come out with the new layout and design of the blog.
Do you have your own domain?
I do. It's ericweiss.com. I don't think it's been updated since probably June or July.
Is that the blog, when you say my main blog, or the
no.
blog, is that the one you're referring to as something on that domain?
No, it's the blogspot.com. Okay. That's through Google services. They're two separate entities.
What's the name of the blog on Blogspot?
It's Rocktaxi, R-O-C-K-T-A-X-I, rockcatholic.blogspot.com.
Do you comment on other blogs as under the name Rock Catholic?
No. No, I mean, if...
Is part of your blogging activity commenting on other blogs?
Not usually at all, no, because I just like to read them and see the information that's on them, but I rarely will comment on somebody else's blog.
And did you have a comment feature on your own blog?
Comments are activated, yes, but I think the only comments I ever usually got were from my wife or from my kids, but it's not a active blog by any means. It doesn't have a daily posting. It's lucky if it has a seasonal posting, because I've gotten away from that primarily with the advent of Facebook, where you could get, you know, more updates from friends and everything. My own blog was more of just something to have, to say I could have it years ago when that was the thing to do, and then the MySpace came out and Facebook came out and everybody's moved to those types of formats for blogging, so to speak.
So, obviously, you know, when we heard about what was this question, we had this question, we did go and look and see what we could see, and some of the questions we've asked you are based on what we thought we saw, and some of your answers have been, no, that's not what it is, or it isn't there, or I have never done that and stuff. If we go back and look now, just to see, would we see all the posts now? Is that something we can access?
Yeah, I mean, I could access any of them. The only ones you would not see would be the Facebook, because I did erase those posts last night just out of panic. The ones from the last 3 days relevant to, you know, it's day one to, you know, the big announcement and stuff. I will admit I did erase those just out of panic. And then after that, then I just went upstairs and woke up my wife to, you know, I just needed to calm down.
What were you thinking when you erased those?
It was a panic. I just, you know, I couldn't believe that somebody had actually been searching on my stuff, that, you know, they actually saw it. I just panicked. In a panic, I just deleted it. I didn't want to see it there anymore.
Well, let me ask you this thing. Was your name mentioned on Fox last night?
No. It just mentioned Ager.
So let me ask this. As I understand what your testimony is so far today, you haven't been following the news, but last night, even though your name wasn't specifically mentioned, you happened to hear this thing about a juror on Fox News.
It was right at the time that I was trying to go to bed, because I wanted to try and get a good night's sleep, because I had not slept most of the weekend out of, you know, just general anxiety over the day today, knowing that this was going to be the end. And you know, when I came in this morning, there was one other juror upstairs too, and we commented to each other, you know, how much did you sleep tonight or last night? And that was about it. It was just general anxiety, but that was the first time I'd even heard the news, and it just happened to be because it was on Fox, and I was watching, you know, the earlier programs on Fox, the Family Guy and American Dad, that I believe came on after that. I think I'd fallen asleep halfway before that, though.
What did you tell the juror about last night? The other juror, the one that came in early.
She said, you know, did you sleep last night? I said, no, not at all. She's like, yeah, I don't think I even got an hour of sleep. She's the only one that's up there. Nobody else had come in yet.
So right, but did that conversation continue to include a message of
No, because then she went downstairs to get a drink and get a cookie, and after that, Matt came down and took me down to his office.
Didn't mention feeling that you were going to panic?
No.
How many of the other jurors have Facebook pages?
I believe that there's two other jurors, but I've never tried to search them out or anything, because I don't even know half of their last names. It was just a comment that we had made a couple months ago. It was just, we were talking about the technology coming up and just, you know, what's out there, and people were like, oh, I use it. Some were like, I don't use it.
And what you're saying, this is the only news coverage you heard in the entire case was what you heard last night?
Yes, sir, because I don't, the only newspaper I ever used to read in the mornings was the Metro on the trains, because it was free, and I have not even looked at it Metro since the case began, and as I said, I don't watch the news anymore because of my children. That one of my children sleeps in our room with us at night because she's only six. Well, she's five. She'll be six next week, next month. So in order for her to stay in our room and sleep at night, we have to have on Nickelodeon or Disney. That's the course of my things. I think I even have a message in my profile on Facebook that movie, what's a movie? Unless it's Disney or Nickelodeon, I don't know what it is.
Right. Does the government lawyer? I think you're being fairly repetitive, but go ahead, Mr. Goldberg.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
I think you're.
Would you have an objection to allowing us to access the private part of your Facebook page and look at responses from your friends?
The email
when
one?
I say us, I mean, you know, one person from each side.
Yeah,
that was helpful.
That's fine. There's absolutely nothing to hide in that. Through the email part that you were talking about, the private messages and stuff?
Which by designating someone as temporarily as a friend, or some other method that would work for that.
Yeah, I mean, I could log into it myself and.
Okay, I don't have any idea if that will be, you know, would come up or be appropriate. I just wondered if that might be feasible. So we, you know, nobody knows anything about your private side of this now.
You're getting a little bit into it.
Thank you.
Anything, Mr. Salzman?
Just a couple of quick things, just to make it clear. When you took down the postings from the last week, last night, that was just in response to what you heard on Fox.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't a reaction to anything else or any other.
No, it was just panic because I heard what you know the postings said that were repeated on the news, and I knew that they were my postings, so I ran into my son's room where we have a computer, and I just I logged into my page and I just deleted any of those posts that it was just a panic. I was in a sheer panic.
Okay, just two other quick things. The webpage that Mr. Goldberger mentioned, ericweiss.com.
Correct.
Obviously, and we apologize, everybody looked at this last night when this came out.
I figured as much.
But it looks like that was just created once and forgotten about. I mean, is that
pretty much, yes. I mean, it was created, I think, 2 years ago when there was a promotion through Microsoft to get a free web domain, and I'd seen that ericweiss.com was available, and I said, well, I'm going to get it for free. And
you've never really created anything there or posted anything there or anything like that?
No, I mean, I have a page of pictures, which I think has my niece on it and a couple of my kids and the other, there's a page that you can have updates, but the whole thing through Microsoft is that it was designed for small businesses, and I have a comment on the front page that, boy, I don't think I should have used a business template for a personal site because it just wasn't fitting in with what I had hoped, and that's why it's kind of been very dormant, and I don't use it very much because it's actually kind of hard to post to as opposed to Facebook where you can log on for 3 seconds and shoot out something. This is a typical web page where you have to format everything and move it all around, but it's been very dormant and absolutely nothing on there since the trial.
Okay. And the last question, it is a little technical, but just so I understand. When you join Facebook, you join a network, and you're in the Philadelphia PA network.
Yes.
And what I learned last night is there are about 600,000 people in that network. And if someone else is in that network, like my daughter's account that I was using, I can see your profile, and I can see your wall. If I'm not in your network, then I can't see anything.
I don't know if you're not in the network. It's just a setting on Facebook where you can set your whole account to be public or your whole account to be private. And if you have your whole account to be private, the only way for someone to be able to view your information is to send that friend request to make sure that, yes, I do actually know you and that you're not just some, you know, person off the street that's trying to get information. And you have to, you know, type in how you know the person. In my situation, I'm, you know, just looking for any friend I can get. So I open it up to anybody that, you know, wants to view my profile.
Right. So here's my question. It looks like the way yours is set up, there are 600,000 people out there who could see your profile. They could send you a friend request.
Correct.
They could even respond to one of these messages on your wall.
Not if they're not a friend, no.
Oh, okay.
No, they have to be a friend in order to post on the wall or to send you the email or anything. They can view everything, but they can only view that front page. They can't get into any of the other pages without befriending you.
So if you're not a friend, you can't even get on the wall, let alone send you an email. Is that your understanding?
I don't know if you can actually view the wall or not, but it's the way that, I mean, Facebook actually just changed their whole setup about a week ago, so they actually put more information directly on the front page.
Well, if you can read the wall, they still can't.
They cannot reply, no.
They cannot reply. They can read the wall, but not reply.
And if it was public, I don't recall. But again, every post that I had made in the last week was so inconspicuous, they would have had to really know what was going on to know what I was talking about. Again, with you know the big announcement for today of, hey, we're done. Yeah.
So my last question then is, have you ever, I think the answer is obvious, but have you ever gotten a posting on your wall or an email from a non-friend on anything, let alone these things?
No, because, again, because they have to be someone that I befriended in order to be able to post on the wall. Whether or not they can see it, I'm not sure, but I know they can't post on it without being one of my friends.
Okay. Okay, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Anything else we... Eric, I'm going to call you Eric because I'll mess up your last name.
It's fine.
You may now return to the jury deliberation room. Mr. Higgins will take you up there. I don't want you to talk to the jurors about what happened here this morning.
Okay.
Want
him to wait in my office?
Yeah.
Wait in his office just for one moment. To go with you to your office for one moment, then I'll call you and tell you what to do. Okay. Mr. Higgins, and we'll,
Thank you, sir.
Don't talk to the jurors.
Absolutely not. Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. For the record, I've instructed the juror to go to Mr. Higgins' room until we determine whether he should be sent back with the jury. Any comments here, gentlemen?
Well, absolutely. We've got a lot, but I wonder if we could spend a couple of minutes just so we don't have to repeat each other.
What's the thrust of your...
Well,
it's...
Go ahead.
What's the thrust of your argument?
The main thing is, it is not credible that the only time, by coincidence, that he listened to the news during these 5 months is by complete coincidence last night at 10 o'clock when the story about him was on the news. It's just, you should not believe that. And that at that moment he panicked, and what he did is reminiscent of accusations in this case.
What there isn't here, gentlemen, is any evidence, any suggestion that he's been unduly influenced in any way by anything. He said it, and I believe him. This guy came across as the type of jury you want, frankly. I thought he's so conscious of his duty, and it's the kind of jury you want. You can have your stuff. Ask Sharon to make copies of it or somebody, because I'd like to have it.
Yeah, of course. I remember seeing, and Ms. Karabasis might catch me up on this, on the web page, right after the front, is the first thing he says is that he's on jury duty.
That he what?
It's right here. On his website.
That's like directly opposite.
Yes.
That's
right. That he lied to you, Judge. He said he hadn't updated his website since he first established. He was led in with that leading question that he established this a couple years ago and hasn't updated it since. And yet what he says is, I have neglected this on the top line of the website. Welcome to ericluis.com. Yes, this is sad. I have neglected this site for a long time. I've been really busy recently with work and jury duty.
Where are you reading?
That's not what he said.
It's the following. And he said he's never previously been on jury duty, so he's clearly talking about this.
Why is our version different that you sent us last night?
I think we sent you both.
I printed out two pages, one the home page and one the newsletter. This is the one of them. That's the one I'm on.
That's the one you sent us.
Okay.
Well,
this is the other one, like I clicked home and got one.
I mean, Judge, you said that you find incredible. If you find incredible, there's nothing we can do about it.
That's the problem, gentlemen. I think I make the credibility decisions here. And like anybody, I can believe all part or none of what he said, but
But here you have this thing right now. He says that he didn't tell anybody on jury duty except his wife and his boss.
Mm-hmm.
He told the world.
And he's not talking to himself on his, no matter what he says. This is a way of getting it off his chest.
Well, he's now tremendously upset. He shouldn't be on this jury even for the next 15 minutes in the mental state that he's in.
He's not tremendously upset. He's well within his...
He's understandably upset, but he's tremendously upset.
Yeah. I don't think he's tremendously upset at all. I think he's been called in here to answer questions that some of the answers might be not totally accurate, just like any other witness. But I don't think there's any major discrepancy here about the thing I'm worried about. Is he prejudiced by anything that, is your client prejudiced by anything that happened here? And I haven't found anything to suggest that this juror was doing other than trying to do his duty as a juror, not get any outside influence about this. We've raised two things.
That's the second.
He may very well have violated
an order
I gave him. There has to be a prejudicial aspect to that, and I don't see it here.
But what you're saying, Your Honor, is this. Look, I can't move the immovable object. If you say you've already made determinations about credibility, what can I say?
Yeah.
What we've shown is not only that he has violated that instruction, but that he panicked and got rid of things, and we don't know exactly what he got rid of. He told us specifically that the only ones who knew he was on jury duty were his boss and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know something else altogether. He posted it. So now when he posts to the world that he's on jury duty.
And he said it in September, even though he told us the opposite, that he's never said anything about this trial until last week. Mm-hmm. But you've seen the rundown. He doesn't do it every day.
And he does.
But he's been doing it since the impaneling. He talked about being selected for jury duty, and he's been talking about it every several weeks since.
There is nothing.
So what he
there
said
is nothing
today
that I've
is
heard
not
here,
true
though,
about that.
Mr. Goldberger, all due respect to you, there's nothing I've heard here that suggests that anybody has been prejudiced by this. By his saying, I'm on jury duty. Big deal. I mean,
that
doesn't prejudice anybody.
That assumes that he's telling the truth when we know, whether willfully or not, that he's not telling the truth.
Of course, you have no evidence that he's not telling the truth, other than these suggestions that all this stuff that he does at one time or other, he might have made an inconsistent statement.
Yes, that he said.
Which incidentally happens in trials all the time.
Of course.
And it doesn't mean I accept the instructions I give the jury.
And with nothing on there anywhere since September telling people not to respond to any of this in any way, and then at various times when I questioned him, he couldn't say specifically for sure that nobody responded.
Mm-hmm.
He said he doesn't recall. Now,
okay, let me hear the government's response. I want to get the other view, and then...
Your Honor,
I want to make sure that I'm not overlooking something here.
Your Honor, he struck us as very credible also. And I say this...
See, I think, number one, I think he's credible. But number two, is there evidence here, though, that suggests that even a credible witness that he might have been influenced somehow, there might be something outside that he was influenced?
Not at all, Your Honor. And I think this gets to the technology. And that's the one thing that I want to put on the record. The website that they're referring to where he says I'm on jury duty,
mm-hmm.
which is an innocuous statement by itself, that's a private domain called ericweiss.com, which he told you was a free offer from Microsoft.
Right, yeah.
You can have your own website. I can assure Your Honor that no one has ever looked at that. There are millions of people out there who seize the domain, they get the name, so no one else can take it, and then nothing ever happens with it. And if you look at what you see...
I know that from my own knowledge.
Right, and if you look at what you see there, and I asked him this, that's exactly what this is. He's never used this, no one's ever looked at it. The other thing that's very important here, he was very credible. Mr. Goldberger, appropriately, without telling him that we knew things had been deleted.
That was all right. And that was all right. I knew they were trying to set him up, and that's all right. That's entirely
Well, it was actually helpful because we saw that it was helpful because he then gave the truthful answer, showing he's not hiding anything. As far as the Facebook goes, what was also very credible when, and I think Your Honor now knows as much about the technology as we do, his statement about why he posts these things on Facebook that are innocuous, like day one is over, because he's just saying it for himself, it's a new thing for us older people, but that's what everyone's doing.
They're doing it to a ridiculous extreme, I think, but I don't think it's, the question is whether it's influenced his, whether he's had some outside influence on his.
There's no evidence whatsoever.
Jury deliberation, there's nothing.
Don't you want to take a look at what came back to him?
So look, gentlemen, I'm going to, we've had the hearing, we've made a record of it, and this will remain something that can be argued on appeal.
In that case, I want to add one thing to the record.
And I'm going to permit Mr. Royce, I'm going to direct Mr. Higgins to send him back to the jury room to continue.
We strongly object to that, Your Honor.
Huh?
I think you should be removed, and we're moving from his trial.
Yeah, no, I know. And that's your motion to remove him, and that motion is denied.
May I add, okay. Just because this is the record of this proceeding,
yeah,
that we're all holding in our hands copies of the homepage of ericweiss.com, the website, and on that page, he says.
Well, actually, you don't have to do that because that's part of the record. That's what you're going to argue on the appeal thing.
You're asking us to make.
But no, I'm not preventing you from making a record, but I mean, I'm just preventing you from prolonging things. Because this is the record. This is going to be part of it. Go ahead, read what you want to read. Now read what you want to read.
We'll agree then tomorrow.
Because I want everything that all these papers and stuff. I want all the record. I want
you
part
want
the
marked and made part.
I do.
We'll do that.
That's what I just think. Reading them doesn't necessarily help.
The sentence I was going
to. Yeah, go ahead. Read
the other sentence. Is most of my other sites are all personal ones that only my real friends and family would know about who wrote it.
Yeah.
Again. This is something he denied when we asked him, that he had other sites, that he had personal sites. What he said publicly when he didn't feel like he was being accused of anything and he wasn't in a panic is that he had other websites which are personal and private to his family.
I just honestly want to make sure my thoughts are on the record about this guy. My take on him is entirely different. My take on him is that this one conscientious guy trying very very much to comply with all the rules and regulations that I've established, more so than I would ever imagine that a juror would do. And I think I've heard him, and I don't have any trouble with keeping on the jury, so.
Judge, may I say that we join in the application?
Right, everybody joins in, and we want to.
Ruth Ornell.
Yeah, I mean, this is an issue of crucial importance. There's no question about it. And,
you have so many alternatives to keeping them on the record on this jury.
But no good alternatives when you have somebody who is a good juror and has followed instructions. That's the kind of person we want, and that's why I'm keeping them on the jury. I know it's a different take entirely from what you have, Mr. Goldberg, but that's my take on it. So with that, Mr. Higgins, you may send him back up, or have you done that already? Taking back up the jury. Tell them to begin their deliberations.
Yeah.
Continue with their deliberations.
Right, now they choose.
Judge. Yeah, let's.